listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns fans, tune in tonight at 7 p.m. to the training camp preview show live on WKYC. Jim Donovan and yours truly sit down with Coach Penn to talk position competition. We'll hear from quarterbacks Brian Hoyer, Johnny Manziel, and many more Browns players fighting for their spot again. That's tonight on Channel 3, WKYC, 7 p.m. We are thrilled to be joined, you know what that music means, by the one and only president of the Cleveland Browns here in studio in the Dog Bowl, Mr. Alex Shiner. President, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I did not realize we named this the Dog Bowl. I love it.
Yeah, the Dog Bowl in Berea. Here we are, of course, alongside my man, Notorious VIC. What a better, good way to kick off the second hour of today's show. Training camp now just 2 days away. What can fans expect when they come to Berea for what should be a very exciting camp?
Yeah, it should be. I think there are two things. Number one, we always focus on winning football games, and I think everyone's excited to see the football team we'll put out there in training camp. Ray and Pett have developed a really good bond this offseason, and we've added a bunch of really high-profile free agents and a really good draft class. So number one, we're just excited to see these guys on the field. In terms of fan experience, we're always trying to elevate that, and I think we've done some neat things this offseason, ideally at the stadium, but also in training camp. So we have a zip line coming, which we didn't have last year. We have the food trucks from last year. We had the registration process this year, which I think really helped. We've sold out of our first three training camp practices. Next Friday as well is almost sold out. But that gives people a chance to plan, and they'll know if they sign up online, they'll get to watch the team practice.
And it's obvious with all the steps you've taken, fans registering and so forth, that this is a different kind of camp, a different level of anticipation. And obviously from that draft class, Johnny Manziel being drafted has helped generate a lot of this excitement. I know there's other reasons, but he's the biggest. How overall have you approached the management of a camp that is clearly drawing far more interest than you had to deal with last year, for instance?
Vic, we've always wanted to have this problem, right? We don't consider it a problem. And we think as we get better as a football team and a football organization, we're going to have to deal with this all the time. So last year for our draft party, we had people register online and it sold out in advance. So we're ready for something like this. And hopefully the interest will continue. And it won't just be about one player. It'll be about the success of our team.
And what are you personally looking forward to the most with this training camp? How are you feeling heading into this now, your second season with the Browns?
I'm excited. I'm really excited. I told someone the other day, it's probably the most excited I've ever been for an NFL season. There are just certain times in your career where you feel like, okay, this could be really special. And I think the combination of our coaching staff and some of these players we've added will be really exciting for our fans. I think at some point our draft was so exciting, we overlooked some of the veterans we added to this roster, and we overlooked the success that people like Mike and Kyle Shanahan have had in the past, and that's what I'm most excited to see.
Philosophically, where does camp sort of fit in the overall plan when you're looking at a team's business? And what I'm going to refer to is you work with the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys for years and currently have held camp out in California. I know when they had it in San Antonio, of course, and have been to both of those camps. And it just is a different experience because it's not a real Dallas thing. For the Browns' sake, we know the main purpose for football is prepare for the season. But what else are you looking? What are some specific goals you try to get out of training camp from a business standpoint?
Well, this fits within our two main goals. Number one is to win football games. So when we think about training camp and we think about will it be in Berea next year or somewhere else, number one thing we do is get with Mike and Ray, and we talk about how best to prepare this team to win games. And we did the same thing in Dallas. A lot of times coaches want to get away, and they want to be somewhere where there's not a lot of intrusion. And then second, how do we engage our fans? And we're fortunate enough, just like the Cowboys, to have fans all over the place, and especially in Northeast Ohio. So we can look at it like we'll engage our fans in Cleveland or in Berea or maybe somewhere else that's not too far away. But the first priority always is, what's the best place to prep your football team? So I'll just give you one example. When we look at places to practice, first thing you look at is the field, right? If the field doesn't work, then your football team can't be there. And I think sometimes people overlook the small parts of what makes a football team work. We have to have the field. We have to have a strength and conditioning room. We have to have meeting rooms. If all those things work, then we think about the business side.
Is there anywhere in particular that you're looking already? And kind of with your experience with Dallas, where you went to California and Oxnard, and you're seeing the New Orleans Saints go to the Greenbrier this year, which I think is a pretty neat thing. Or is there anything kind of that grand, or is it more of a local feel in terms of the places you're scouting at this point?
We've sent out what we call an RFP. We've essentially just sent out a letter to a bunch of places that can tell us if they'd like to host our training camp and what that would look like. And all of those are in Northeast Ohio. So I'd be surprised if we go well beyond the region. I don't think we need to. I think we've got so many fans here that are so dedicated to the team, and I'm not sure it'd be good for our football team.
You're going to have by the way, Alex Shiner, the president of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Going to have a family day in Akron, and very excited to know about that, because August 2nd, and that sold, or whatever, registered out, I guess, pretty quickly, 25,000 or so fans. Give us a sense of what that is about, along the same lines of the reach. That's part of Northeast Ohio, but there are clearly fans who are going to attend that who might not always have the chance to make the, whatever it is, hour or so trek to Berea to see the team here.
Vic, you're right. It's a perfect opportunity for us to reach people we know are Browns fans in a different community. And we thought it'd be popular. We did not think within 10 hours that 25,000 people would sign up. And I'm really excited for Akron. I'm excited for our fans in Akron. I'm excited for the team. It gets the team away from it. As you guys know, oftentimes teams will go somewhere else and scrimmage, or they'll scrimmage against other teams. It breaks the monotony of training camp at that point.
From a business standpoint, the successes that have happened basically over the last 6 months, or even shorter period than that since the draft, you know, you look at how season tickets, listen, folks, if you want season tickets, you better get them soon, and suites as well for all you big spenders out there. But from that standpoint, the family day selling out so quickly. Johnny Manziel now number one in the NFL in jersey sales for the first time a Cleveland Browns ever had that distinction since they've been tracking it. When you look at some of the business implications of a guy like Johnny Manziel, does that put pressure, you know, on the football side of things to maybe get him on the field?
I don't think so. I think the NFL is a true meritocracy. It really is. And I think no matter what your name is, if you can't help the team win, then you're not going to be playing. And I think that's the great thing about the NFL. And the best thing about training camp being here is we don't have to talk about that anymore. We're going to find out who can play for our team. We're going to find out during the season how good we are. And that's why fans love it, because you really don't know who's going to be good this year. And if I had told you 3 years ago that Seattle would be the best team in the NFL, you would have said, I don't know how that would happen. And we hope we're embarking on a similar journey.
11 straight years, someone's gone from worst to first in division. Why not the Browns? Let's go.
See, he manages expectations so well, Alec, as you can tell.
Why not?
It's hard to keep that enthusiasm in check.
I see it every day when he's in the office, which is like 10% of the time.
I'm no longer a man of leisure, as you say. I'm full-time, baby. Let's go.
Hey, with regard to Johnny and the sale of those jerseys, how do you said it's a meritocracy, but it's also you still have to kind of oversee these things where people will perception will often become reality. People will look at that at the selling of the jerseys, and you, not just outsiders, but people within the team other players are going to take a look at this entity that has come onto the team, hasn't played an NFL down, and is getting all this attention. How mindful are you of that organizationally, and careful are you in terms of proceeding so that the wrong idea or the wrong messages don't get sent within the team?
I'm really confident about this because of Ray and Mike. I was lucky enough to be in Dallas when we had Bill Parcells. And I don't think anyone would ever think anything like that would happen with Bill Parcells. It won't happen with Mike and Ray. This team's based on competition. It's based on the best guy winning the job. I think they'll be incredibly consistent with things like that. And so I understand why people ask about it, but I'm just so confident that over time our best players are going to play. Whatever that means, if they sell a million jerseys or if they sell no jerseys, our best players are going to play.
You talk about the excitement you have for camp and this team and this season, and it's certainly palpable in this building. But there's also excitement about where this team's going to play. First Energy Stadium coming along very nicely. The schedule, you expect everything to be on time there. What can fans expect to see when they walk into First Energy Stadium for the first time with the new look team on the field, new look home for that team as well?
I've been going to the stadium two or three times a week now, and it's coming together. And what's really interesting is in one offseason, we've totally transformed the look and feel of the stadium. That does not happen very often. Often you have renovations and you'll redo some suites, redo the clubs, put in new video boards. But we have filled in the gaps of the lower level with seats. We've taken away the upper level end zones and replaced them with mammoth video boards that aren't shaped like any video boards in the NFL. I think the first thing our fans will notice is this does not seem like any other stadium now. It's going to be our stadium in Cleveland. It's going to be a totally unique place. I think in the past it was a bit generic, the stadium. It won't feel that way anymore.
Well, it's going to be very exciting. You talked about the zip line and other people have different food choices. I mean, there's a lot. When you come to camp, the football's the main part of it, but people should have just about almost anything to kind of satisfy their hunger for food or their hunger for fun, interaction, right? It's all going to be there.
Yeah, I think it's a good place for your family. We want to make it good for kids. There's a kids zone. They're inflatables. We've got this zip line. The best thing about training camp is how close you can get to the players.
Right.
And when I grew up, I used to go to training camp in Lehigh, Pennsylvania.
Eagles, yeah.
And back then, it wasn't the big deal it is now. I could just pick a day and just drive up or go with a buddy and see it. Getting that close to the player, seeing the coaches actually coach the players, is the only time of year you can do that, and I think it's invaluable. I love it.
Folks, don't delay. If you want to get in here and see the 2014 Cleveland Browns up close and personal at training camp, go to clevelandbrowns.com right now and register. Some of the sessions already sold out. You don't want to miss out. Mr. Shiner, thank you so much for joining us here as we all are pretty pumped up about camp starting in just 2 days.
Nathan, thank you. Can I ask a question?
You may. Okay? Oh, yeah, good.
So,
good.
Congratulations on your first week officially working for the Cleveland Browns.
Well, thank you.
I did not know you were sponsored, though. Are you sponsored?
Am I sponsored?
Yeah, you've got the Beats by Dre headphones.
I
on
do.
Right
I
now.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, we're working on that though. Okay. I want to get some custom ones for me and Notorious. You don't want to see Notorious? Would you like to see him in some orange Beats?
Yeah, I would like orange or brown.
Orange or brown. That's what I want to work at. Yeah,
I'd feel better about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we'll work on it.
We're getting the Miz to work on it. He's friends with the Iveen family.
Nice.
We're working on this. Okay, seriously, nice. This is true.
Good. I figured.
Yeah. All right. President Alex Shiner. Ladies
thank
and
you
gentlemen.
Guys.
All right, we'll be back with more. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Well, take a look at what's left in that sunset. Fireflies popping like the 4th of July. Yeah, you're gonna wanna see.